Good morning and bless you all this morning. I want to actually start out our time by just praying for you. Jesus, I pray for you to send your spirit on each and every person joining us to worship you this morning. May you bring your peace and your joy to our hearts as we enter into this time of the message and this worship time. I pray for your protection over each of your people, that they could draw near to you no matter the worries of their lives or their circumstances of their day. We love you and we look to you and we know that you're here with us. Though we're separated by location, we are united by spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Today is one of my top five days on the church calendar, where we get to celebrate everybody who's served in our church over the last year. And also we get to celebrate the moving up of each of our kids who are in grade school, or each of our young adults who are moving up in a grade in school. But before we get to that, let's do our regular shout-outs. Are you guys ready? What do we do? Love God and love others. What do we say? I love God and I love you. Amen. Bless you each today. Glad you're here and joining us. The first thing that we're going to celebrate are some move-ups. Now, today might be a little bit different. We're going to talk about a lot of names of different people. And so just bear with us as we celebrate different people today. So here are those people that are moving up by grades. Everyone who is school age graduates to the next grade right now. Congratulations. We're so proud of you. And we're so excited to watch how much you're going to grow in the Lord in your new grade level this year. In addition to that, I'd like to make a special mention of a few huge move-ups. First, Caitlin Cho is moving up from KidVenture into the youth group. That is so cool. They are so excited to welcome you, Caitlin. And I know the group is going to be even more dynamic and spiritual and on fire with you joining them. So glad you're joining them.
Annalie Chan is also going to be joining the youth group from KidVenture. They're so excited to have you as well, Annalie. I know that's going to be a fantastic addition with how sweet you are and the amazing way that God created you to be.
Now we have four women and men joining our adult congregation. So these are people who are going out of their kidness and now they're going to become adults today right now. The first is Matt Kim. Yes, that's Jeannie and Danny's kid, but now he's Matt Kim adult as well, eligible to be a member with full church rights. That's right, you heard me correctly. He's a man now and a valuable member of this adult congregation. First, though, he's headed to UC Riverside in the fall, where he's going to do his studies there. The second person we want to highlight is Matt Lee. That's Gene and Peter's son. Well, now Matt Lee, he's still going to be their son, but he's equal in congregational membership and responsibility. So he no longer has to say Mr. Jimmy, but now he can use his real name, Pastor Jimmy. He'll be going to UC Davis in the fall and doing his studies there. Our next person is Faith Lee. That's Myung and James's daughter. And she'll be headed over to UCLA in the fall. I feel like because she's so mature, intelligent, and amazing, she's helpful, that she's really been in the adult congregation all along. But now it's official. So Faith, welcome to the adult congregation. We are so glad you're joining us. And the fourth person is Kyle Lee, Arjun and Yuli's third and final son. He'll be going to Santiago College. So luckily for us, he'll be close, so he can't escape. And we're so excited to have him join permanently our adult congregation. I'll tell you one thing I know. He is going to be a powerful leader in God's church. Look, you four may be off to college and apart from us for a few years, but Jericho Road will always be your church home. And you will always have a place here. When you return, we'll eagerly embrace you to lead this church as God leads you. Because I share those words, I hope that our whole church hears them also. For the rest of the church, we must be intentional about empowering our amazing young leaders. If we are to have a thriving multi-generational church, our more seasoned believers, old, need to make some space for the leadership gifts of our younger generation by becoming mentors and champions of those gifts and talents that our young people have. So that's our first piece today. The next piece I want to do is honor those who have given of their time and their talent to serve Jericho Road Church all this past year. So today we're celebrating those of you who have stepped up all year and you've used your gifts to bless the body of believers. First, I'm going to recognize each of you and the work that you've been doing, and then I have a message prepared just for you. Here are some people and some highlights from the various ministries that have happened all year long. Now, I was thinking about putting their faces up as I shared their names, but then I looked over the list of how many people are actually serving at our church, and the list was over like 50 people, and there was no way I could like find pictures for everyone online, and then it was just kind of a craziness. So instead, what I would like you to do is I'd like you to stand up when I call your name. Please, like, literally stand up, even if you're alone. And we're all going to imagine in our minds what you look like standing there, all awkward, alone at your house. Okay, so would you just actually stand up as we honor you? So the first area we want to look at is the ushering ministry. That's led by Jerry Lee. He's the lead servant of that. And the servants who are blessing us in that ministry were Zach Fisher, Trevor Jones, Andrew Thompson, and Charles Joe this year. Jerry had something to say about them, and here's what he said. I'd like to recognize Zach Fisher, Charles, Trevor, and Andrew, who have been filling in when Zach couldn't make it. They've done an excellent job, and I thank them. So additionally, I'd like to thank Jerry. Jerry, thank you for your week in and week out faithfulness to lead this ministry. You're always prepared, you're praying, and you're always on time. I am so blessed by your faithfulness, Jerry. The next area we want to highlight is our welcome ministry. Now, the welcome ministry this year was led by Charles Joe, and some of the servants in there were Myung and Hejin and Kevin. Charles writes this about the team that he got to work with. I definitely would like to highlight the whole team. Myung, Hejin, and Kevin were great at picking up any floating days, and as far as representing our mission statement to love God and to love others, they were the perfect example of that. Well said, Charles, and thank you. And thank you, Charles, for your smile, for your heart for people, for your willingness to bless in any way that you can, for your donuts in the morning that we really do miss now that we're apart. Thank you, Charles, for blessing us in this way as you served in that ministry. The next area I'd like to highlight is the circles. Circles are all of our small groups, and that's headed by Matt Hagihara. Matt says this about those that are serving in the circles ministry. First is Francis. Francis, I want to thank you for your consistent yoga circle. Her love and care for the church and those that attend the group is apparent and will be sorely missed once her and Jimmy decide to move on. Peter and Jimmy for small group circles. This circle has seen the highest amount of participation at Jericho Road Church. The importance of meeting up with fellow believers outside of Sundays often goes overlooked, but this circle group, small group, has given people the opportunity to do so. And Pastor Sam for the intensive Bible study. Studying the Word is and should be a great priority. The amount of Bible that's to be read during the study adds needed accountability and support for those who want to grow in the knowledge of the Bible. Additionally, look, this is me. I'd like to thank Matt for being the point person for our entire circles ministry. Matt, you're an amazing leader, and you have a remarkable heart for the Lord. Everybody that knows you would say the same thing. And so thank you. Thank you, Matt. Speaking of Matt, and thanking Matt for things, I also want to thank Matt for leading and serving in our finance ministry. Drew also serves alongside him, and this is one that nobody ever sees, but they spend a lot of time processing all the finances part of our church. And so you guys are amazing, and we thank you for that. The next area of ministry we'd like to highlight is the soundboard. That was led by Mark Villasenor before he decided to peace out of here. Then it was led by Drew Kim and ultimately by Peter Seelin. And so here's some words from Mark. I'd like to actually recognize Peter. Peter has an amazing willingness to learn, driven by his heart to serve. I know on the sound team wasn't necessarily in Peter's repertoire coming into it, but he embraced it with a smile and easily filled my position after we moved. In the weeks working with him, it was obvious that Peter is motivated by his desire to glorify God and is more than willing to serve with faithfulness. That was some words from Mark about Peter. Now, in the email that I sent out, Drew added this. He said, yes, I would actually wholeheartedly second Mark's endorsement of Peter as an amazingly dedicated and teachable servant. I was greatly blessed to observe him bringing the same degree of passion to learn and excel in the position of soundboard tech as he had brought to the ministry as the children's pastor. I hope to see him continue in this faithfulness in this role for as long as he continues to be a valued member of our church. Thank you all three for holding it down all year, making service possible. But without you, church would be awful quiet. Our next area is video ministry. Susan Hagihara led, she was the lead servant of this ministry, and some other people that helped out were Lonnie Chang and James Lee. Look, I cannot say enough how much your all's dedication has meant. Many people don't realize that you all arrive at around 9 a.m. every Sunday for our 10:30 service, and you do it cheerfully and gladly with an amazing servant's heart. Thank you, Susan, for always making sure everything went smoothly. And we appreciate so much all the work that each of you did. And so thank you. The next area we'd like to highlight is our praise ministry. And our praise ministry is led by Jerry Williams, the lead servant. Some people who were helping out in that were Brandon Joe, Ryan Kim, Hannah Yoon, Peter Chang, Cameron Joe, Jason Lee, Nathan Park, Sil Joe, Rena Williams, and Kyle Kim. What a fantastic team. Here's some words from Jerry. There's not enough great things I can say about the praise team. The early morning setup and practices, special events, preparation, and flexibility. And now, to a whole online setup that requires extra hours each week. The team is made up of Peter Chang, Brandon Joe, Cameron Joe, Kyle Kim, Jason Lee, Nathan Park, Sil Joe, Rena Williams, and Hannah and Mark Villasenor, our homies in another state right now. I'm grateful for their skills, which liven up our praise, but even more for their heart and their willingness to serve, even when every mistake can be heard by everyone. That's not true. Not everybody can. I truly appreciate them, Jerry writes. JRC would not be the same without them. Thanks. And I want to say thank you, Jerry. Thank you for your incredible faithfulness and your passion in using your gifts to serve God. Jerry, without you, we would be lost. I know I speak for everyone when I say that I am inspired by you and I am nearer to God because of you and your ministry. You are an incredible minister to each of our souls every week. And I can speak for the whole church when I say, we love you, Jerry, and we're so thankful for you, and we celebrate you. Some other folks that we want to celebrate, volunteers, were those people that volunteered in our Sunday school program. So Pastor Peter and Pastor Jason were leading that program. And some of the servants this year were Brian Cho, Brian Chan, Ethan Thompson, Jeffrey Lee, Faith Lee, Sarah Chan, Abby Cho, Andrew Wang, and Rena Williams. And every one of our volunteers poured their hearts into our amazing children. They made KidVenture awesome this year. Week in and week out, caring for the souls of our most precious member, our kids. And so thank you, each of you, who are willing to do that work. We appreciate it, and we celebrate you. In our toddlers ministry, that was headed up by Joanne Lee and Matt Hagihara. And they did a fantastic job in the toddlers ministry. And so I just want to say thank you to Joanne and Matt for blessing our little ones, for sacrificing your own time in service even, so that you can serve them. You could teach them and you can mentor these priceless little children. And so we thank you as a church for investing in those little people. Our special events ministry, that was led by Jerry Williams and Hannah Yoon. Those were the lead servants. And if you thought maybe you didn't even know we had a special events ministry, that's because they did such a great job. So I thank you both for your year of incredible service. This is truly a behind-the-scenes ministry, and you did such an amazing job. And like I was mentioning, the way you would know that it went perfect because no one noticed that this was even a ministry, that means that there were no mess-ups, there were no glitches, and nothing major. You guys killed it this year. And so thanks. We celebrate you. We celebrate our lunch service. The lead servant in that was Christine Lee. Christine, we love food. And you make it possible to enjoy our two loves, food and fellowship. So you facilitate this powerful merging of our loves into a blessed ministry. And so we want to say thank you. Thank you for heading that up. But additionally, and sort of separately, I want to thank you for your smile, for your passionate heart for the Lord, and for a more powerful ministry than you know, and just encouraging and blessing everyone that meets you. So thank you, Christine. I'd like to highlight our scholarship committee. On the scholarship committee are Dan Cho, Jean Cho, Rena Williams, and Christine Lee. So the scholarship committee does have a kind of a cool announcement. They would like to announce that there were 6 recipients of the JRC College Scholarship this year. Those recipients were Matt Kim, Trevor Jones, Faith Lee, Andrew Tomsik, Esther Tomsik, and Katarina Seelin. Congratulations to the recipients. We love you and we believe in you. That's from the scholarship committee. And scholarship committee, I am so blessed by you all that are serving on this committee. I know our young women and men appreciate your work and your heart to make sure not only their spiritual needs are met, but their physical needs as well. So great job, you all, and thank you very much. The next area I'd like to highlight is our Arrows ministry. Arrows is all of our outreach to other programs, and that was headed up this year by Sil Jo and Arjun Kim. So thank you, Sil and Arjun, for helping us point our hearts outwards and to bless those who are not in our congregation. Thank you for your leadership and your love for the lost that are in this world. Thank you that you walk the walk of our Lord and you enable us to do so also. So we celebrate you and we thank you for this. Finally, last but not least, of course, would be our leadership board. Those who served on the leadership board this year were Diane Cho, Drew Kim, Rena Williams, Mark Villasenor, Brian Chan, Peter Chang, and Sil Jo. Leadership board, thank you. As the highest authority of our church after Jesus, we acknowledge and we thank you for leading our church, for giving us vision, for praying diligently, and caring about God's church. Bless you each and thank you. I think that covers most of our ministries. So now it's time that everyone who served this year in any of our church's ministry, for you to graduate right now. Congratulations, you have graduated from your ministry as well. In case you're new to our church or you're just watching us online, you don't know about us, what this means is we ask, as a church, we ask for a 1-year commitment from everyone who serves. And at the end of 1 year, everyone is released from their area of service guilt-free, no strings attached. They are free to sign up with the same ministry next year if they'd like. They're free to try something new, or you're even free to take a break. And we do ask that nobody takes a break for more than a year or so. Otherwise, we can't function in a healthy way as a church. And none of us were designed to be outside of service. We were all designed by God to serve others in the body of Christ. So I want to bless you all for serving this year. I want to thank you. I want to celebrate you. And I also want to welcome everyone who's signed up already again to serve next year. Especially maybe not, we can't do as much right now, but when we meet in person, so glad that we have a whole new team set up and ready to go. Look, we've had so many people serving this year, most of whom I mentioned, and I'm sorry if I somehow forgot to highlight you in serving, but I would like to say that every single person is important. Even if I didn't mention your name, even if you were not serving in an official capacity, each person who gives to our church financially is serving. Each person who joins with us on Sundays to worship is serving. Each person who shares with hugs and handshakes and fist bumps and smiles on Sunday and throughout the week, each person who serves and blesses without an official title, I'd like to thank you all for being part of the incredible Jericho Road Church body. So, because we think everybody is serving at our church, we'd like to give every person a special gift. Each person in our church is essential and necessary and valued. We love you all and we thank you for being part of this church. Jericho Road Church, you are the light of the world. So I got you this keychain. It's got a light on it. It seemed appropriate. And on the keychain it says, Jericho Road Church, light of the world. Now, it kind of looks like a flash drive, but it's not. It's just a light. So we'd like to give you each one of these. Now, I was hoping that we would be meeting in person by now so I could give you this in person to you, but you'll have to wait to get it for just a few more weeks. I'll be letting you know about our reopening plan, timeline, and preparations in detail by next Saturday. So look at your Instagram, your Facebook, your email on our website, and you'll see those details about how we're going to move forward coming at you next Saturday. As a side note, I wanted to thank you all for submitting your surveys about our reopening. I really appreciate we really appreciate your input, your heart for the health and the well-being of our entire church. And we'll do our best to honor those requests and do our best to reopen really safely so that we can all be encouraged and be on the same page together. I can't wait to meet together because I believe God has given, has even more incredible things in store for us as a church. Because I really do believe the inscriptions on these keychains that we are a church that are called to be the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Jesus says this about his followers. It's recorded by Matthew in Matthew chapter 5, but these are the words of Jesus. Here's what he says. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. See it clear? The light of the world. While you are alive, present in this world, you are the light of the world. For some of you, for too long, you have hidden your light. Unsure if you're good enough to be the light, doubting your abilities as a light giver. But don't forget last week's message that you are wonderful. And I know that full well. So it's time to shine. This is a great thing, not a negative thing. It's a time to be who God created you to be and allow his light to shine through you. Jesus says two things about being the source of the light that we shine out. Check them out. These come in John, in the book of John, and there's just two different sections I want to highlight. The first is in John 8 and 12. Again, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And the next one comes from John 14. Jesus is saying this as well. Before long, the world will not see me anymore. But you'll see me, because I live, you will also live. On that day, you will recognize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. With those two verses, we see Jesus is the originator of the light. We then, since we are in him and he is in us, we join him in being light to the world. So it's just him shining through you to give light to everyone. Believers, yeah. Non-believers, yeah, they are all part of the love others commitment that we make each Sunday, that we make each day. Today, we're celebrating the beauty of many of you doing exactly this verse. You are the light right here at Jericho Road Church. And we applaud you, we cheer you, we thank you, and we celebrate each of you. The awesome part is that we get to continue to be the light. Each of us exercising our gifts in the church, the body of Christ, together to be the light. So I'm thinking about it. We have Jesus is the light of the world. Yes. You individually are the light of the world. And we say yes. But we all together as a community, we as a church are the light of the world also. And the world is at a place where it needs us to be the light. Never before has our desire to be a community that is color rich, not color blind, been more needed. Our heart to be multi-ethnic has never been more relevant. In view of all the darkness around us involving racism and evil, God's call to be the light of the world continues to be necessary. God has called our church to this. And he's called our church to be a multi-generational people who build up the next generation through an amazing kids program and an eye on mentorship and raising up powerful followers of Jesus who become leaders in his kingdom. Our church is called to be the light of the world. And now, right now, is the time to live out our mission statement, to love God and love others. We've been moving to this place for years. We've been setting the groundwork for years to be at this very moment and to become the church that God wants us to be, the people that he called us to be, the light of the world. So we open our hearts and our hands to all who are around us, no matter their color, their origin story, their economics, or their age. Even if they prefer the Dodgers over the Angels, we will love them. In each of our homes, we will be the light of the world. In each of our workplaces, we will be the light of the world. In our schools, we will be the light of the world. And in our communities, we will be the light of the world. We will, as individuals, be the light of the world. But we as a church, we carry this mantle as well, that we as a church will be the light of the world. Like, this passion, this work is a celebration that we're called to. Thank you each for being part of this church, for serving so faithfully, for growing so diligently, and loving so passionately. Let's celebrate by worshiping together as we close this service.